Thank you very much. It can happen to everyone. It's in fact a phenomena on the spiritual path that at times an individual asks himself the question, how will it be possible for me to reach the exalted level of Krishna consciousness? And this question, how will it be possible for me, is a question which I like to address in this afternoon gathering here in Alachua. There was a Brahmana who was extremely desperate and hopeless because he struggled with this particular question. How can I overcome my conditioned nature? And how can I actually relish the sweetness of Krishna consciousness? It's a historical event which is well documented. I will talk about it. We have reliable sources about both the problem and the solution. And I think I might reach many of you in a deeper way and hopefully motivate you to find your own answer. How will it be possible for me to become a pure soul, someone close to Krishna? But before starting, we want to just quickly sing. My voice will be soon all right. It's just a little, I took a rest. It's a little intense in your community. And we will then address it. Can we request a talented Madanga player? I'm accustomed to Kish and I'm missing his Madanga extremely. What about the flute? Well, he has to do both eventually. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Viha Re Abha. A little higher. Jaya Radha Madhava Kava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadha Kalava Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Sahi Yavana Jari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare I request all of you to go a little inside into your heart and send the best wishes and prayers into the direction of Bhakta Chris. Be emphatic. He is now on his journey and needs the support of devotees. And if you can find something in your heart, turn to Radha Shyam Sundar and pray. Pray for them. Pray to them for Bhakta Chris. Please sing now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasani Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare When someone who has a high goal, like a spiritual ideal, finds himself unable to reach that goal, he can go one of two ways. If we don't consider to do something drastic as an option, one of two ways are open. This question, which way should I go, of these two ways, becomes at that moment very piercing, very urgent, when one has given up a lot in order to go in the spiritual direction. When someone who has given up a lot, who has paid a high price, so to say, to reach his spiritual goal, finds himself unable to do so, or less able, he stops and has to think, which way do I go now? The one is a way which I think you will not find very acceptable. It's the way of compromise. It's the way of entering a mechanic practice. It's a way of resignation in some ways, at least in respect to that high goal. And the other way, the more fruitful way, is to ask, what actually can I do that is, what is doable in my situation in order to remain connected with my goal and in fact approach it in small steps. There was once in the old times a Brahmana who had to decide which one of the two ways which we have heard about would be his way. This Brahmana had a mystical experience at the beginning of his spiritual journey. Kamakya Devi, a divine goddess, had appeared to him, and although he was ignorant, had given him a mantra. And this mantra was chanted every day out of good faith by this Brahmana, but he did so in a mechanical way, and he became impatient with his life. How can I chant like this, and how can I, this is a compromised life, I mean, this doesn't work for me. And he looked for a possibility to change that. So he did something which in old times was done, and which I believe some of you have also done. He went on a sacred pilgrimage in order to get answers to his questions. How could he actually attain his spiritual goal? It's very interesting, and I would like to stop for a second here in the narration, that many, many of us had also an experience which we could call a wake-up call, an experience which in the beginning of our spiritual life motivated us so much that they would set on the spiritual path. For me, I was a music lover as a young man, and I had heard this exciting new group, the Radha Krishna Temple album. I had been really very, I had heard them sing this amazing song, which was always the repetition of the same thing. It was quite intriguing for me. It's so different from anything else I'd ever heard. That I had been so intrigued that I wanted to find out more about it. So I needed some courage to visit the temple. It was not easy, because for me they were dressed also in an unusual way. they I told once my friend, I told my friend's friend, he had reminded me when I told him I go to the temple and see these people who have, who seem to be belonging to this Radha Krishna temple album, which had been supported by one of the Beatles to bring out a hit song, which was really hitting hard on our musical understanding. You know, it's always the same, but it was good. So I told my friend, and he said, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to the extraterrestrials." I said like this. So with great courage, I went into the temple and I participated. I said very shyly, which is not my nature, in the back, and I heard them singing this the same song which I heard in the radio, and it was always the same, only it was much longer than the recording. So I heard that, and afterwards there was a little talk. I didn't understand so much because I was so excited, overexcited to sit with these people. And then there was an exotic meal, and afterwards I went back. That is what I remember. But I remember something more. When I was in the subway, I began to sing, to hear the song again. And this time the song seemed to be everywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then I saw something more. I saw how the train, subway, is that a little, that's a train, right? How everything, all the compartments were shining with light. The people, they're vibrating the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is what I saw. Now I know 50% of you would say, "Yeah, I know this from before. You were doing undesirable substances." But no, I was not one of those. I did not take any psychedelic substances. Once when I died from boredom in the school, I smoked a little something, but no undesirables. That was the only time I vomited afterwards, because I was a non-smoker. But no, I saw light all over. Later, when I studied the mystical experiences of people throughout the century, I understood that was typical. It was what you call in academic circles Naturmysticism, that is nature's mysticism, that all of a sudden you see the same world, but you see it differently. You see it as an energy of God, full of light. That is one way in which the divine or the Lord announces himself to the consciousness of an individual soul. So our Brahmana had a similar experience, only that he saw a divine being who spoke the mantra to him and said, "Chant this everywhere." So he went on a great journey when he found out that his practice of chanting had become very unfulfilling and very inconsequential in terms of his spiritual advancement, and he felt he had missed the point. He went on a long journey. And during this journey, he met many spiritual practitioners. And they all told him of various spiritual goals and various means to obtain these goals. Now, by good fortune, this Brahmana went to Vrindavan. And there, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, the place where the Lord appeared in this world, he saw within a forest grove a being which was different from any human being he had ever seen so far. This being exuded a light, and more than that, an atmosphere of the deepest and most ecstatic love. And the Brahmana felt drawn towards him. When he saw this great personality, he was instantaneously moved to pay his most humble and respectful obeisances. And it seemed to him that the great personality who was there in this grove had only waited for him. The Brahmana told him of his experience. He told him that he had received a mantra, but that his practice had become rather mechanical, that he had lost his goal out of sight and was bewildered as to the question, as to the answer of the question, what should he do in order to better his situation and become spiritually advanced. He said, "I had no idea what I was doing. I therefore was thinking my life was worthless and I simply wanted to die." I was guided in some ways to come to Vrindavan. All I knew is in Vrindavan I might find the answer to my inner dilemma and my inner voidness, my inner emptiness, which is just so loud and so disturbing. So this was his situation. So then he begged this personality who was leaning towards the tree, "Please, you seem to be enlightened. Please tell me what I should do in my life." And then this personality, his name is Gop Kumar, he identified himself, "My name is Gop Kumar," began to speak. He informed the Brahmana that he in fact had come from the spiritual world because he had been informed that morning that there was a soul on the earth who needed to desperately know his goal and how to reach his spiritual goal, because he was desperate, he wanted to die, he needed help. Gop Kumar told him, "I was on my way to meet Krishna, then I'm meeting on the way Radharani, and Radha says, please go downwards to the planet Earth, there's someone who needs you desperately. That's why I'm here." The Brahmana was excited. Wow, it seemed to be a divine arrangement. And his trust in Gop Kumar grew. And then he asked, "Can you tell me what I need to do in order to obtain the ultimate goal of life?" So Gop Kumar was thinking in his mind. Yes, he chanted a mantra, he chanted a mechanical, like most of the practitioners. What he needs to do is, he needs to become attached now to one process in which immediately there's a purification of the heart and a process by which he attains transcendental love. He needs to become attached to Sankirtan. Sankirtan means to chant together the holy names. Because if you come into an assembly of chanters, their realization, their intensity, their purpose becomes somehow expressed in their singing. And then their this builds a group force, a group energy, which carries one forward. It's almost like if you take a candle, a burning candle, and bring it into a place where there are many mirrors, then that candle becomes more brilliant, then the light becomes more brilliant as it is reflected and reflected back and reflected forth and reflected left and reflected right and reflected top, reflected bottom. It increases the light. Huh? So when we sit together and chant the names of the Lord and this is mechanical chanting. A particularly conducive atmosphere is created in which even a beginner in spiritual life will feel exquisite devotional feelings arise. This is what Jiva Goswami talks or explains in the Bhakti Sandhava. This chanting together in the association of devotees is such a powerful method that Krishna once personally talked about this to his great devotee Narada Muni. Narada Muni had come to Krishna and had asked him, "My Lord, what is your permanent address? Where can we always meet you?" The Lord didn't say on Facebook. Hare Krishna. He said, "Listen very carefully, Narada. I am not in the hearts of the yogis who try to conquer their minds and meditate about me. I'm also not in the Vaikuntha planets permanently." You know, sometimes the Lord leaves the Vaikuntha planet on an urgent mission to save his devotee who's drowning in the ocean of birth and death. Huh? "But I am to be found in one place, and that is, I'm there found where my devotees come together and sing my glories. Tatra tishtami Narada. There, Narada, do I stand. That's my place. There you can meet me." We have heard this multiple times, and we have been multiple times disappointed in our kirtan observance. We have not met the Lord always, maybe not even once. And we asked naturally about the truth of such statements, at least the truth in our own lives. In this work, from which I'm quoting today, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this question is addressed. The question is, when does the chanting of the holy name lead the devotee to meet Krishna? And the answer is given that it must be done, this Sankirtana, with a certain inner orientation. This is very, very important what we will hear now. It must be an inner longing. It must be, as Baladev Vidya Bhushana describes it, a thirst. See, I have gotten the wealth of your country, organic coconut water in this glass. It's pink, which I hear this means it's full of antidocs, whatever the word, anti-something, antioxidants. And it's good. And anti-what? Yes, this word. But my dear devotees, if I have no thirst, I will not drink it. You may serve me the best meal, which the most exquisite cooks of Alachua, with their most in their most creative moments of cooking, have prepared. If I have no hunger, I will say later and run away from the place and never return. Bhakti needs also thirst, an intense longing. Sanatana Goswami says the sadhaka should emulate the example of the chataka and the chakravaki birds. What are these birds, you may ask? Well, chataka bird has made a vow to never drink water which has come on the floor and on the ground. He will only drink water directly from the black Ganasyam, that is the cloud, the black rain cloud. This bird, in other words, will fly up, not down, to drink its water. It is so determined to only drink this rain water from a rain cloud that he will not go to drink water, even if he has to be fasting from water a whole year. Just imagine. And this is, of course, an analogy that the devotee does not go to worldly things, but he is so eager to go to Krishna that he rejects material life. But the idea is intense eagerness. Now, I will give the second example. It is very relevant for Grihasthas. The Chakravaki bird. What is this bird? The Chakravaki bird, they have couples. They are faithful to the couples. And they become romantically incised or motivated in the night. But for some reason, they don't meet in the night. They walk through the forest, hoping to meet the beloved, but they never meet. There is a certain reason which I'm too shy to say here. There was a very, very not so good incident. They were cursed like this. So this is biologically proved. They yearn for each other. They call out, "Hey, I'm here, I'm here." And they hear from another part of the forest, "Joop, joop, joop, I'm also here." And they recognize each other's voices, but they can somehow never meet. But they're very eager to meet because they're full of sympathy for each other. So this is the idea, examples of intense longing. Intense longing to have your only need fulfilled, that is Krishna. That's the first thing. Just like the bird has only the need to drink water. And the second example is to meet the most beloved person. That should be an intense longing. You should not feel indifferent to this project, to meet Krishna. You might ask yourself the question, Maharaji, I'm a little superficial. I have these genes, you know, my father had them. I don't take anything serious except for new apps on my computer. That's me, my mobile phone. I just can't get my mind to anything. I don't know what's wrong with me, but that's how I am. My dear devotees, if you have this problem, don't despair. The Bhagavatam informs us this eagerness and longing which you need to enter the kirtan experience and which you need to enter the deeper levels of bhakti, it comes in the association of devotees who have that longing. It comes to you because there's something which you must know about communication. When you meet a person who is strong in spiritual life, who has that in his heart, it comes to you. You all know one example of nonverbal communication, that is when you meet a very lusty person who goes always like chup, 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 and always paints the face and always goes woo, and so on. Then somehow, when you meet this lusty person, you think, well, either I get out of here, or you become also a little different in your behavior. We all know this, no? You react either in the renunciant way, this is no longer a safe place for me, or you act in the way of you become disturbed in some way. What it means is this person has energy on a lower level and it moves you on a lower level. When you meet a person or persons who have their consciousness on a higher level of consciousness, that also will move you, even if they don't say anything to you. No? Therefore, my dear devotees, to have association with other devotees, and the best form of association is when you sing with them in kirtan, and then some exquisite feelings replace the very ordinary feelings in the heart, and you become incited and motivated and full of spiritual life. Then you are no longer troubled by a mechanical practice. Then you are no longer troubled with an empty heart and a voidness. When you are serving these devotees or associating with them in Sankirtan, that which was empty before begins to overflow with fullness. Your heart is finally responding. There is a satisfaction in the heart. One of my God brothers once said so nicely, you know, Maharaj, every morning I wake up as an atheist. I have forgotten everything by the power of sleep. And another said to me, you know, I feel in my heart is a vacuum. It's a God-shaped vacuum. And no matter what I try to put into my heart in order to distract myself from this emptiness inside, it doesn't work. Only when Krishna comes into the heart, then I'm full, then I'm whole, then the whole is covered over. Yes, it's the heart is good again. So I want to inspire all of you, my dear devotees, my dear friends, and dear skeptics, try this chanting in the association of devotees. Try it, so that, and look for that feeling, I don't want to say it like this. Turn while you chant to Krishna. And as you will turn to Krishna, you will notice, my Lord, I only need you, but I'm still separated very much from you. And as you will chant with this feeling of longing, I want to overcome this separation. Exquisite devotional feelings will fill you with fullness and your life will now move towards the perfection. Gop Kumar knew this, and he knew that this was the solution for the Brahmana, and he said, you need now, let me say, aikantyam, that means fixedness, one-pointedness is an English translation for this. One-pointed, do we have this in, I'm translating from the German, one-pointed attention, we have that? Good. You need one-pointed attention in this direction for your kirtan experience. I could explain much more, but this would only increase the restlessness in the room. I have gone over my time, and I don't want to say more. I just want to say, please try this. Try this sincerely and find out how this might work. I have listened to the most wonderful announcements each day. There are kirtan programs, Ratha Yatra programs, which are announced, which you do from this wonderful community. There are also, the Sadhu Sangha is also there, a festival where there will be maximum chanting. You can chant at home. Today in the evening at 7 o'clock, a wonderful kirtan programs with our local kirtan giants takes place. You can please, if you feel, if you have time, let me say, you can come. Yes, this is almost my final chance to talk to you. I want to end my presentation by saying this is really an amazing community. You know why it's so amazing in my eyes? Because you have somehow managed to integrate a variety of devotees and make them feel at home. They are very old devotees, very young devotees. They're very restless devotees and very focused devotees. You have devotees with creative hairstyles. You have the super strict devotees. And somehow everyone has found their place in this community. You have horses, parrots, what else? Sheep, cows, ooh, how could I forget? Cats, everything is available in Alachua. No, I'm saying it with goodwill, making a goodwill point. You have integrated devotees and not allowed yourself to come into that which destroys communities, that is overly judgmental attitudes. Sometimes we have to say, this is better, this is not so good, and so on. But this is a very welcoming community, and I have noticed that in relationship to me. It's very welcoming spirit, and this is very nice. And anyone who enters such a welcoming spirit, especially if they participate in kirtan, will soon experience how the heart becomes more and more purified. But those who are on the way, don't become lazy, mechanical and superficial. You have to know what is your next step on this path. And you have to take to this so that it will work for you and you will go all the way. Never hesitate to go all the way, because the truth lies anyways beyond it. Yes, go all the way, make your effort, and you will come to a limit. And when Krishna sees, oh, this devotee has tried his best against all obstacles, he has worshipped me, then Krishna personally will come to that border, to your own border, to your own limit, and he will say, my dear, I know you can't cross this border. Come, zhup, and he gives you a jerk, a jerking motion. Sorry. And he will carry you the way which you cannot move personally on your own strength. So never hesitate to go all the way. Then Krishna will come and bring you over your own limits to the kingdom of God. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.